Blog Talk.
Hello, good morning. Wake up, you little guys. It's Monday, and this is Psychic Jethro. I want to thank all of you that came on the show and having a good time here. We're here live with Psychic Jethro, and in a few minutes, we're going to have live Psychic Celeste. So what we got, all of us that are here, is we're waking you up in this Monday morning. So you got this little silly song, Wake Up, You Little Babies. And here we go. I just spoke with a few of the psychics, and this weekend was a really great show. Those of you who listened in, please, if you don't get a chance to listen in to Psychic Leo, who's coming back and going to be on the show again. A lot of fun there. Those of you who have really been enjoying our psychic chat, I welcome you to look on there. You can always get a hold of Psychic Jethro at psychicjethro@aol.com. Even better, you can catch me at www.jethrosmith.net. If you're looking for Kelly, get her at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. It's kcbirthcards@gmail.com. Then, of course, we've always got our great Sandra Green at yosammy@q.com. And for those of you who've been tuning in, Psychic Chat has been giving away a little bit of prizes. We'll be doing that a little later on. Without further ado, we're going to go into the first person that we've got here. I guess I have to take off my wild little music here, but I want to thank you. Wake up on the Monday. Hello, Corrine. You're live with Psychic Jethro. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Great.
I have a question regarding employment. You know, I just feel like I've hit rock bottom in my job search, and I don't know why. I've been trying so hard. Do you see any career opportunities coming from my way soon?
Oh, Corrine, I'm going to have you tell me your name just real slow here for me.
Sure, Corrine.
Okay, and what I get here with you, Corrine, I don't think you've hit rock bottom, but I do think you've got some different energy there. They're telling me to have you need to do two things. One, you need to change the energy where you're at in the house, some feng shui there to move it around. I also feel you need to go ahead and look at the other things that you've got happening here, and that's one of those is that you need to basically change that energy and so that you're focused more there. I apologize. It's Monday, and all my phones are ringing. So we got, bear with me. What we got here happening, as you listen to this psychic, is that we are going to change a little of that, Corrine. We're going to go in. We're looking at your house. Now, you walk into your house, and you walk in your front door, your father's left corner. What is in that corner?
Farthest left corner. There are two windows, and I have a palm tree there.
Okay. Palm stands for growth, warm climates, you know, obviously where the palm is, handling it, survival, because those who know that the tropical areas are the places that have got that energy, the real productive. What they're showing me here is to put something in there that's very brass, something that's metal, something positive. Now, and I know you just said finances. Whenever I guys tell you these things, please don't run to your nearest credit card and go wild on me. What I want you to do is look through the things you have. Sometimes you're really surprising. People will realize it's like, you know, I'm really looking for a job. Well, yeah, you don't want to spend money when you're looking for a job. But look at also maybe something here, green, financial, golden. You know, do you have something in any of your things? Kind of think along those lines and do the change. And the reason is when we have that palm's there, but you've got the energy of what's happening. It's just got some positive, but add to it, enhance it. Because, Corrine, what I'm feeling here you're looking for the job. And am I correct? Are you just going on the computer and doing the job, or you're out doing all of it?
I'm trying to do all of it. I'm networking. I'm on the computer. That's where they usually post positions. But I'm also networking through friends.
See, that's how I'm feeling here, and that's what the guides are showing me. And what I'm getting really wild here with you is that they're telling me in energy you pretty much have got a lot of other things happening here. It's really kind of going real quick, and I feel that cycle-wise, what's also going to happen for you is that you are going to have some other things come for you and be able to do some things there. And in the next couple weeks and months, I see some other stuff going on real good for you about it. It keeps showing me the verbal thing, and I'm feeling with the angels that you're going to get something there. It's unfortunately, it is the economy. Do that abundance that we, you know, all of us, I suggest to you. Please, I'll send it to you. Write me at psychicjethro@aol.com. It's free. I just send it do the abundance, do the positive, and let's change that. Because what I'm getting here now, the second thing, is I'm getting that her angel, she's out there, she's really working, she's really doing it. Well, it's just like when we were talking on Friday, those of you who listened in on the show, me and Sue Berman were talking about hypnosis, and our mind does a wild thing. We're out there, and my favorite thing is I was losing weight, and I said, I've lost 10 pounds. I remember, I've lost 10 pounds. Well, my mind's doing that. My body's going, he's lost 10 pounds. He needs to find that 10 pounds and pick up a few more. So we're talking that. And that's the same theory. When you do positive, yes, we do that thing. I think, Corinne, you're really going to have that. But do that prayer. Talk with us. I see you opening some other things. I see the angels are going to help with it. I feel that it's not just the economy. I think that what we've got is you want to break those patterns and do the energy. And I see you getting a job here a little bit close into April by following those guides. I want to thank you for tuning in. Please stay with us. We've also got Psychic Celeste on the phone. Good morning, Psychic Celeste.
Good morning. How are you? How's everybody?
Oh, great. We're sitting here going through, and we just had a little bit of reading, and I was really excited about the fact that I was promoting everyone, and I need to know how to get to you. How, if I want a reading by Celeste, where would I send my email to?
Send it to celestialreadings77 at yahoo.com. Or you can reach me on the phone. If I'm available, I will call you back. It's 928-554-4422.
Okay. And we were talking here, and I know that you've been doing a lot of really good promotions, and I have been so busy. We are very good friends and very psychic, but I live in Tampa, and Celeste lives in Sedona. So what kind of deals are you doing for this month, for April? I don't want to pay $200 to get to see you, Celeste, or wait in the line. How can I get in and see you and do like a half an hour? What's the deals you've got for Blog Talk Radio?
I'm doing like a $30 half an hour reading, or I can do like a $25 for 3 email questions. And go ahead and send me a pic of your eyes with your face showing, so I can read your energy through your eyes on the email pic. So I can do it that way.
Oh, excellent. I really see, and that's what the deals you guys are getting on the Blog Talk Radio. But you listen in, you do our work with us, we get that. We've got another caller on the line. I know it's that we've only been giving you guys free minis, but it gives you an idea. It gives you the different ones to talk to, and then do take that time and get in with that psychic so you can get that really good reading. One thing that we've got here also as we look through it is I've got you, 484. You're on the line with Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am really have a lot of stress and issues with the neighborhood where I live at. August will be 2 years, and it's getting to the point where neighbors are starting to fight and argue with me, and I do have a child, and she plays in the neighborhood with the other kids, and went in the yard to go get her scooter.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Wrecked the house, came down using every foul language on the kids, on me. I mean, my main thing is I need someone to move in my home to help me so I have some reinforcement so I can do something, because I've been looking for places to rent for the last couple of months, and I'm hitting dead ends. I'm calling places, I'm getting answer machines, I'm leaving my name number. No one's calling me back. I don't know what to do. And if I they don't want a dog. They want $1 million for escrow. So I keep hitting dead ends. So the only other solution I can think of is if you disperse or die in my home with me. Do you see anything on the home front, anything moving in, any kind of help or anything?
Okay, I need, just give me your first name slowly here. I felt a lot of energy and I'll go right into that.
Okay, yes. My name is Tina.
Tina, I feel a lot of energy there. You were like a domino dot in the world of wacko there. And, it's like, I apologize in my wording, but your neighbors are not doing the love thy neighbor. They're also got some other energies. And I see this as a spiritual test for you. One of the quick things is I would get and do some work with the angel work. I would right away have my house cleansed. I would be doing the workout because I'd also have it blessed in the fact of doing a little of it. You can get with one of us who do that. We'll work with you on it. and tell you how to do that through the psychic emails or even like through the phone and get this work put there so you've got that energy really strengthened up. You've also got your energy and cycle going to a point where you're handled everything that you've got to do. Because I do see a move for you, but I see you're in a rock and a hard spot there. They've got you set in there. They've thrown Tina in to handle the fight. And now how many of us are doing this right now? The world out there, as we know it, is a little on the lulu. They're going nuts. They're doing like that. That's not only is that not Christian, not only is that just not right, that's just friggin' lulu. They're sitting here doing these odd things to her. So obviously, we go in, we do the things, we would put some things up, and I feel that. And I do think that I do see something happening for an exchange for you. This is the sad thing with our economy, just as you heard Tina say. We've got people who can't move or go anywhere else and are stuck in a place that they're paying and living with their children and raising a family around people who are like that. I pray each and every day, and all of us that are on psychic chat and all of our spiritual, remember each day to put that out. It matters. Each day you put that out for all of them and for our leaders. You know, this is a hard thing right now with what's coming up with election. Put out a prayer for our leaders. We've got to have somebody come in that cares about it, that comes in this country and says, let's change this. You know, we're all sitting here, and my biggest thing, I think I feel sorry when Tina was saying, is how many times does she have to be in this situation? She's in a very unsafe situation. By doing that, prayers are heard. Also, I feel this with the guides telling me they're going to do a shift with you, and they're going to get you in. I see some other shifts around neighborhood of you getting something a little different here and it giving you a different neighborhood because you have done it and you're out of there. You're there because of the balance. You've got dark and white. You've got dark energy and you've got white energy. And unfortunately, I've been in your situation. I'm trying to climb out of this hole, and the Lord and the angels are putting me there. Here, you're doing good, because I am. I'm the one white there. You know, good example. We had a neighbor here who turned us in because we snuck into a neighborhood and broke into this apartment. My girlfriend was very offended. Her furniture is very expensive. It's like, we didn't break in. We're paying. But good example. The same thing you've got there. You've got these people. I've been doing the prayer, and then I had a very good advice given to me by someone very strong in faith. Bake them something. You know, and I got to be honest with you, I'm Psychic Jethro. Everybody who knows me knows I've got a mouth. I'm like, I don't want to bake them something. I want to throw something over that fence that smells a little nasty. Well, no, I can't do that. I can't go out and do back what they're doing to me. So what I did, and I did think of it, is that person, you know, it makes sense. There's obviously other energies. And I see Tina, I see that move coming. I also see with you and the other energies here, as we've got this happening, I see you also getting some other strengths here. They're showing me that you're icy in a couple months. And I thank you with that. I've got to go on to the next one. We're really getting a lot of people. I apologize, you guys, with the mini, but that's to get everybody in. We will be doing later shows. You guys asked for it. And I'm going to talk with Celeste and see if we can't do an hour and a half show because, you know, we're doing the hour. You know, Celeste, I mean, right now we know you're really busy, but do you think maybe later on we could go maybe a little hour and a half for them?
Yeah, I believe that could be worked into the schedule, definitely, Jethro. Yeah, because we need to help these people, and we need to be the white light, you know, that surrounds these people, so they need us. Absolutely.
See, you guys got it there. And one of the things I was going to, you know, Celeste, I mean, you're in a different area and different things. How are you reacting to this energy there? What are you guys in Sedona doing to this? You guys are right there in the middle of these cathedral energies spinning around, and you got people being snappy. Like she said, they're cussing, they're being negative, they're being a...
Yeah, they're just all up in their ego. They're still, you know, even though we're here in beautiful, spiritual Sedona, there's still a lot of people that are living from their ego. They're just up there and they just don't think about anybody but themselves. So, yeah, start killing them with kindness. Just smile at them and just, you know, project the white light at them, and they don't know what to do. Like, even people at my current job that I do, you know, I did that to one of the ladies that I work with, and she doesn't know what to do now. She's treating me like wonderful, you know, so... We just got to keep doing that because the dimensions are opening up. I don't know if you guys ever look into the sky, but our star brothers and sisters are up there, and they're walking among us. So you just got to know that, you know, people are going to lose their homes, but they're going to be more coming into a community living. So, and that'll be just better for the consciousness around the whole entire earth because Gaia is shifting, so...
Very good. There is very good. And for those of you who are going for the psychic contest today, all of you that are in the psychic Gone Wild Room. Remember that we're in there, and today the contest is put down something on there. Put a smiley face. Please don't give me a dirty symbol because I will put that back. But if you do put something on there that says, hey, we're listening to Celeste, we're listening to Jethro. Right now we have 9 guests in there without counting me, so there's 9 people in there. Any of you that put down hello, a smiley face, you're going to be in the contest, and you're going to get a free half an hour reading or a 1-page email reading by Psychic Jethro. All you have to do is put that. I will send there. I'll put down the winner here. We're going to give the winner away at 11:30 my time in 15 minutes. So put it on there, because right now, all you guys in the guest room, it's just me writing to me, and it's starting to scare me. So I want you guys to say, hello, good morning, wake up. I'll play that weird music again, I promise, if you don't do it. And what I've got here is we've also got Psychic Celeste, and we're up mornings. We've got a lot of you callers. Thank you guys that have been patient. Some of you have been waiting a good 20 minutes, a little longer. We love you. We thank you. Now we're going to play that little silly song because nobody's writing to me in that room. So listen to it. Now, isn't that scaring you? That's how I feel. Right in there, right now. So as we're going, Celeste, we're going to play a little of that music while me and you talk. It's kind of, I think it's like a Star Trek music with the girl with the big ears and the pink hair.
Yes.
Remember that?
I agree.
Okay,
it's like the
I'll
Twilight
be...
Zone. Nee, 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 nee.
I took it. It took me 2 days to find that, but I do like it. And I want to thank everybody for calling Psychics Gone Wild. Are we going wild enough for you this morning? One thing I've got, too, and I've got some really questions here on some emails. I thank you guys. It is that time of the day. We will get with you callers. Please don't hang up. Don't run away. Just hang on the phone. If you get bumped off, call back, because what we've got and what we've been having here, one of our really good things on the show, is we're giving everybody a chance to get in. One thing I want to make real clear to you guys, we do the free minis, but what we love and what we really encourage everyone to do is to not only get a hold of your psychic, but to kind of show us some of the abilities. Oh, that song's back. I think we're going to have a little Star Trek moment now, because now Jethro play with it. Now they're going to tease me. So here we go. Okay, angel guys, I'll be good. I just did it because it was fun, okay? But I want to encourage each and every one of you to write and take that time and tell Jethro to quit playing that music that's irritable. No, I'm telling you to go ahead and take that time and write in, talk to us, do the things that we've got. And one thing is make sure you're getting that. Not only a time for a reading, this is spring. Spring is April. We're in this. We're having the things. One, a great thing. I will be giving those amounts out. This is the last month that I'm doing the 50% off. But more importantly, what is this is the last month for everyone that's doing the energies to really grab onto the beginning of this cycle of 2012 with the Aries Ram. Are you guys feeling this energy? Celeste, look at... Tell me some of the stuff that you've been seeing in Sedona when you have gotten out. Celeste works a lot of hours, by the way, people.
I do. I've been seeing a lot of lights in the sky. Is that what you mean by our star brothers and sisters and things like that? Yeah. Noticing a lot of, like I said, the dimensions are opening up. If you just look up in the sky, you can see these little white flashes and just little circles and things. Lots of lights in the sky, blue, red, and green lights in the sky. So I know they're coming, and they're already here, and they said to look for them in the sky during the day. A lot of ships, we're seeing those. Haven't been able to get out at night on our night hikes. We go to Boynton Canyon, and we sit there by Kachina Woman at the Vortex right there next to Enchantment, and we see a lot of ships and things flying around. So, yeah, if you ever come to Sedona, look me up. I'll bring you out in the Jeep, and we'll take a tour. So, lots of stuff. Yeah.
Oh, excellent, guys. And now, speaking of that, now we have those of you in the classes who have been doing the psychic classes and wanting to get into those. Celeste and me did a class here last year. We did take some people up and do 2 of the vortexes there. We did a lot of our work out on the classes. I have... a couple of emails and some things shared, and I'm going to have Celeste explain to you a little bit about what it is exactly we do. Because one thing, when you guys write to me in the classes, I understand we're going to be doing some totem calling work this time. Those of you who understand that with my Native American work, and actually with Celeste. Celeste,
yeah,
it's
I'm
true
Cherokee.
That... Yeah, yeah. And those of you, now you got a little tidbit to write home about. I bet a lot of you didn't know that, did you? And one thing I really love is that, you know, they see the pictures. I had a person tease me yesterday we went to an island here, and they were teasing me really bad that I'm very light skin. I don't look Native American. So I'm telling my mom, because if any of you guys see on there, you know, you do see with it. But Shannon, I've understood, like with Shannon, you can tell if you look at Shannon. Shannon's not only Native American, but Shannon, don't you feel when people really are looking, it's what the energy is. I mean, we have went and had the best time speaking of there. I apologize to those of you who kind of got a little short. We're going to go with this a little bit, and then we'll give that prize away here in a little. This will be a shorter today. We won't be doing the full hour, so please stay on the phone or on the lines, and we will get with you if you can at all means. But what I was going here and what me and Shannon have got, and we've had happen quite a few times, is in our psychic classes, we have people ask us a lot of things about what are we doing? What is happening to us? You know, where is this coming from? Well, one of the things, and this is where I love this with the Native American, and this is one of the excellent things of it, is coming from the higher creator, whatever name you want to say. It's the spirit that moves you. I had one of the best compliments this weekend. I got tears in my eyes. People that I was so certain and was worried about meeting and going through things, the angels told me, because you guys know, psychic Jethro, that's what I do. They told me, don't worry. Don't worry. If you're worrying, you're ahead of yourself. And I'm like, I'm ahead of myself. I'm already hyper and ahead of myself. I have trouble walking some days. So I'm going there. We get in, and the person told me, they go, it was the most blessing thing I'd had. They go, you're a prophet. And I'm like, you know, me thinks me like that better than, oh, you're a psychic. Hey, scream, throw water, call chippy, man. You know, none of that. We don't have that. We have this years in the world that we've worked with, and this is where me and Shannon are both very gifted, and we're out helping. Call me late to dinner. Call me names. Please don't just go, you're a psychic, and scream and run with your hands up in the air. We're not the Witch of the West. We're not going to melt. And we really want to help people, and that's how you get those readings and get these classes, is you get involved. Shannon is probably one of the most gifted people, but one of the good examples is I saw, and I worked with Shannon one-on-one, we've had people go to classes with me and Shannon, and they've come back and wrote me within a week afterwards. They're seeing, they're sensing. Why is that different? How can I say that? Because Shannon cares. Shannon's a very sensitive person. Shannon will go above and beyond to do it. One thing I do suggest when you come to the classes, be ready for a lot of information. Please bring your recorders. You know, take a tape recorder. I'm a blabber lips. You know, Shannon, we love you. Celeste, we love with her. We've got names here thrown out. What we get real quick is, Celeste, when you're in there and you're helping somebody, what's the most important thing to you about that person that wants to be opened up psychically?
The most important thing, like I want to help them. I want them to see that we're not just in this life just to work. And we're here, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. So I really want them to open up and see what's inside of themselves, because you can you're housing a whole universe inside of your spirit, and I just want to open up and get everybody to know why they're here. You know, we're here to bring in a new earth, and we're here to just open you up psychically and show you that everybody is psychic to an extent if you choose to open it up. You just need to honor yourself and go within, and you have lots of answers inside. And, so just want to help people and show them the light.
See, and there's where you see the energies. There's where you get the stuff happening. There's where you go in and you find people going with it. And that's why I love working with Celeste, and I like the things with it. You know, and it's like as we're going through and we're helping others, we're going through some other stuff of doing it. And there's the energy going. I guess that's what we have today. You guys are listening in. The guys are playing with us. They're messing with us. And they're really doing energy. We have got a lot of energy between me and Celeste right now through the phone. So those of you who are doing it, I apologize the phone drops you. And it's telling me it's printing. I'm glad it's printing. I didn't know we were going to print us. We're pretty, but we didn't want a picture of us right now. So what we're going is we've got energy happening that quick and that fast. Yes, those of you who wrote to me, and we did, oh, yay, we've got some people putting in for the contest. You found me. We love you. And now we've gotten some more people in. I love the names. You know, we've got me on a Psychics Gone Wild. You know, anybody looks, please continue to do that. You know, we've got one person right now who's put in. We need a few more of you guys so we can do a contest, because obviously right now that person's won. What we're trying to do, we've got 6 more minutes. Get in that psychic room right down. You got a smiley face or someone stuck a tongue back at me. I love it. That's what I live for. I'm going to send back the little man with the computer and the fat fingers, because that's me. But that's what we love about it. You guys call in. You get on those psychic chat rooms. You do it. We've got a deal. Would you be willing, to, Celeste, to give somebody also, if they did this, this is a one-time deal, you guys, how about a psychic phone reading with Jethro for a half an hour and then a psychic email reading by Psychic Celeste?
There you go. Absolutely. I'd be willing to do that.
She's willing to do that, guys. So right now, we've got one person. You're the winner right now. If we don't get some of you other people to come out of that room and quit, what are you doing with you guys? It's a chat room. You're not chatting. I'm telling.
Know. Nobody's talking. Nobody wants to talk to me today? To me and Jethro? Come on.
Yeah, exactly. We're fun.
Wake up. It's Monday, yeah, but it's the start of a beautiful week.
That's 773-897-6461. Number's going crazy, but in the room, you guys are hiding. It's because I won't let you on the phone, isn't it? That's what you're doing. I figured you guys out. Well, you get your little fingers back in that chat room and try to win one of these contests. We're going to give that away here in another, 4.5 minutes, so it's going. One thing I really love to tell everybody and thing we're going to talk about is those classes, we're doing affordable ones. You know, I don't want your refrigerator. Well, if it had food, I might. You know me. But what I want is we want you guys to come in, and we want you to do it affordable. So get a hold of me. I had the most tears in my eyes yesterday. I had someone send me on the phone, I really want to see you and Celeste. I love to come to your class, but I can't find Sedona in the map. So I wrote back, and I said, here, it's in Arizona. It's great. They wrote me another one. They said, well, I really want to come to the class, but I haven't got any moccasins to wear. I wrote back. I said, just put something on those little feet. Those rocks won't hurt you. Come see us now.
Exactly. We go hiking. We go on vortex tours, jeep tours. I mean, we have the Oak Creek. I mean, it's gorgeous here, guys. You got to come. You know, it's going to be the next city of light is what I've been hearing. So, yeah, you got to come.
I'm sitting there, see, and I'm going, and then I was like 2 hours later, and please don't text me, people. Call me. Do it. I have big, fat fingers. Anybody who's ever seen me, I'm 6'1". I eat a lot. Food is my hobby. If I type to you and you got a finger of mine on there, you're going to get kookabaluka because that's what the letters are on there. You'll never understand it. Please, I can't text. So when you guys send, they call back and left a message while I was in getting potato chips because I earned them. I was good for 20 minutes, and they got me on the phone. They got me on there, and they're telling me that they couldn't afford the $2,000. And you know what? You scared me. I almost threw my phone into the Everglades, which, by the way, if you guys look on Psychic Chat, you will be seeing a picture with Jethro and Kay Smith, both with an alligator, and Jethro holding an alligator. So this weekend was wild. Back to my story, and I want you to understand, where did you get that? Whoever put that out there, please get on your medications. We never would do that. We are doing an affordable one, and with both of us for 3 days, 2.5 days is $265 apiece, and we're giving deals if you bring in your family. You scared me so bad, and I know that, you know, I know in your answer machine you probably thought somebody just set fire to me down here because I did the Yahoo sound to you. But it's just, no, we never would do that. And one thing I really get quickly going into our energies and things happening is we're here to help. We're going to turn around and talk to this reader, and then in 2 minutes we're going to give that reading away out of that room. You're on 111. Where's your fun?
Oh, hello. Well, thank you for taking my call. And I enjoy this show. You guys are really fun and a great source of information, and I love Sedona. So there you go.
Awesome.
My name is Sandy, and I'm just curious how you see my business going for this year. I'm shifting. Wonderful things are happening. I'm really excited, and I'm just hoping to be moving forward soon.
Feels really positive. It feels like, you know, you're putting the energy out there. You just stay happy and positive and just know that it's going to take off. What do you think, Jethro?
Oh, very much. And I feel like there's also something here really good for you, Sandy, that's been happening for you, that the angels are showing me that you really have been working on some parts of things for your life that are, I feel like there's been a lot of transformation energy they're telling me that you put there, that you did it.
Oh, wonderful.
That's great.
That's great. Well, I appreciate that so much.
Thank you, Sandy. Can I get a favor with you, Sandy? We've got a few other people, and I apologize, I keep dropping off and on the phone. We're going to get with you guys. Could you do me a favor and give us just a few minutes here? Would you mind sharing your birthday and letting us do a little reading between me and Celeste?
Oh, I'd love that. Thank you very much. Sure. It's 8:54. You want the time?
Yes.
12:28 a.m.
21. Whoa. I'm getting here with your energy. I get that you are a person that has got some things that you have to handle this life. I'm picking that up with the angels. They're telling me that numerology with you, and what I'm seeing is I keep seeing the angels forced together, showing me that there's a female that you've got to handle. There's something that you're handling with a female that...
That's interesting. I was going to even mention that. I do a workshop on healing the inner child, and there's a woman that's a very dear woman, but she has... I'm not sure exactly how to... I need to work with her, maybe one-on-one. Is that what they're talking about? She doesn't really... She's so stuck in her story... And I'm not judging or anything. I'm just trying to understand exactly where to come from. Well, come with love, right?
Yeah, I feel that. And I, Celeste, you're sensing this? I feel like there's angels like on both sides, and I'm feeling something else here with energy. When they did that, they said that you, Sandy, you know, you're very gifted in your own right. You mm-hmm. you are very sensitive,
mm-hmm.
very gifted.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, you're okay. And what I've got here, Celeste, is I'm feeling that energy, and I'm going to turn over to you because I can feel them just keep saying that you are you're meant to not just help others, but you're healing yourself and others
at the same time. Yes, I feel that. Yeah, I feel like you have a lot of visions, hopes, and you know you want to help people. I'm trying to sense what I'm getting. Yeah, I feel like there's like a tug of war, like you want to help this lady, but yet, you know, you're helping yourself, of course, in the same time.
Well, that's what I'm, if I may, I don't want to interrupt you.
No, you're fine.
Okay. See, that's where I'm not sure where to go with this because I'm not sure. I know you need to set up boundaries, and I am having the class, and so I have to have my rules and so forth, and I'm not... I guess I need to talk to her and because she does disrupt the class because she'll just start talking and talking and talking, and then if you ask her to stop, then she gets upset. So there's
a line
between helping her and also keeping the peace in my class.
Exactly. You're the host of your class. She needs to not do that. She needs to respect the boundaries.
Right.
Yeah, you need to just talk to her and say, I don't want you to get upset, but... You know, this is my class. I'm trying to teach others and also you. And
right.
You're more than welcome to sit there, but, you know, this isn't cool.
Right, right. And be aware of, you know, the, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, thank you. I approve. Thank you, Spirit, for bringing this through because I have been praying about it. And because I at one point was even thinking of her, you know, if she is not... you know, to maybe not even come, but I don't want to go that far. So I'll talk to her first and go from there, I guess, huh?
Yes, and thank you. And I, you know, Sandy, it's like we're going to get together sometime and do some things together. I've been out of there almost a year in Sedona and I've done classes, but I lived in Sedona at one point. And we'll have to get some time we're all together and maybe work together. I think that's part of why the angels want to. And I feel you're very gifted. I'd like to kind of talk with you and maybe work out it. I know that they're trying to get together in August. We have people right now and things working out for having us come down to Louisiana, me and Celeste together. And I feel like there's an urge there telling me that with you that we should do some work up there, maybe look at some things in the future events. You know, Sandy, get contact with me or Celeste and, you know, with our 928 numbers, and maybe we can work out something where we could complement and help some more people.
That sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful. I'll just get in touch with you through your website then that will, I'm sure, is on the blog.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica.
Sounds great. Hope to see you.
Day. Both of you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Sandy. You too.
Blessings to Sandy, and you guys are hearing here. We're doing the thing. We're talking about doing psychic classes, and we just had a very gifted person come on with us and talk about angel work, and we love this. This is the thing we were talking about, and we do it affordable. We work with it. One thing I really like, and I've been suggesting to everyone, is we did a class up in Red Feather, Colorado, and one of the things that someone there brought up really good, and I really enjoyed with it, is do I need to go to each and every one? Well, no. You know, if you're really, you know, it depends on the level. If you want to come in and start out at the basic meditations and the basic toning, the basic openings, the basic spiritual of working, I'm going to go, here, come see me. We're going to go through it. If you want to come in and say, I'm taking the last class day and I'm going to work with working within the energies with through me, I'm going to be able to sit down and do readings, or I'm sitting here already working with my guides and I want you to help me with this part of my past life or this part of my energy or this part with my angel, because we have had, and all of us do, which I really compliment, is we give each other readings. You can bet your, you know, your Toyota, the commercial says, but if I'm having trouble here in Tampa, I'm on the phone with Celeste. Usually on the computer, but I,
yes.
But I'm on hold, and I'm going, help me, friend, because I'm seeing it this way. I'm psychically got things happening. Good instance, last month, they threw a lot of hurdles into my life, and I'm sitting here in another state going, angels, you threw me here to cook me? I'm not a brownie. I'm sitting here in this very warm place and going, whoa, and the angels had said to do healing. They kept saying, heal thyself. I'm healing. I'm going through, and I'm like, I'm okay. I'm being good. And you guys all know I joke about my feed and eating. I do have a high metabolism, and I am good most of the time. I get a hold of my friend Celeste. She gives me this reading. She does these things. Everything starts going right on. That's what I think guys do. You know, and I'm not saying that because we're friends. I'm saying that because she's excellent and because I really believe in psychic ability and know it works. What I'm saying, I've had people, you know, you guys have read my stuff off my sites, or if you look on any of my references, you know, best American psychic, best in the world. Well, the best part I love is I'm the best part to my client. When you call me, I'm there for you, you know. And what I really love to do is I do the value of it with you, because there's where we do it. And that's what I can say about Celeste. One thing I love about it is she has a very wild schedule. There's days that we don't get to see Celeste. There's days that I have to have a Celeste fix, and I'll call or leave a message with her significant other. Where is things? I need to talk to my Celeste, you know. And we do that. And that's what you guys want. You want that good positive there. We are friends and allies, as people have done with me as a teacher or friend. Those of you who are on Psychic Chat, I love you dearly. I thank you. Please, you know, stay on there with the fact of you do with Facebook and us. We welcome any input, but please make sure it is a lot of Psychic Chat. We welcome any creativity. We welcome any positive. If you start to really hammer or you get negative, we will address you, because we're there for enjoyment. This is a spiritual path. Mm-hmm. And what you know, we do is we add on there. I never discourage anyone from anything other than negativity. We've got enough of it out there in the world. We all know that. If you put on a lot of violent things on there, I will request you to take it off, and then this, if you do it again, I will remove you, because I don't want to just do that. We all know that's there. If you got a problem and you want to do that, go turn on the news at any time of the day, and in the first 20 minutes, you're going to hear it.
Exactly.
Negative, thank you. And we know that, and I agree that they're out there. And no, I'm not an ostrich. Yes, I have the legs of one, but no, I'm not an ostrich, and I'm not putting my head in the sand. What I'm doing and what me and Celeste is doing, we're helping you guys. And so, yes, you want to talk to me privately of that? I will go that. I will talk. But when we're out there and it's just over and over, I will take it off. Because what I'm really trying to do is we're trying to promote some positive actions. And for a lot of the people that have you noticed, when we first started Psychic Chat, you know, last year, there was, those of you who know, there was the psychics, and there was a few of us, other people we put in there who were just wanting to know and learn. And it's grown into a positive psychic chat. We want to chat. We want to talk about our friends. We don't... You know, and I love it. Those of you who think, I thank you for the compliments to my sister and her artwork that puts on there and her psychic ability. You know, I thank you for the ones who, you know, wanted to know who Celeste was dating. That was a cute little thing. But what we also wanted to go in and do is that if you put other stuff on there that really, you know, is like, I will, you know, we're going to do that because we are there to do that. That's what it is. It's a chat, all of us. Yes, we have a real positive thing going on right now. And one of those, as we were talking about, is getting in on not only the classes, but also getting in on, we've got spots here in Arrow. You guys just heard earlier a person called in who's got a class of Angel. We welcome Sandy, who's listening in. Call in and talk with one of us. You can get me at 928-284-0437, or you can get Celeste at 928-554-4422. And not only with the classes, but to get in if you'd like to be on the show. We've got a really excellent psychic coming up that just gave his permission. Andrew Haloa is going to be on Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you who've been listening in, this is going to be wild. We're getting a lot of Sedona, by the way, you know. But it's all right. We just had Psychic Leo, and Psychic Leo is going to do a return back. You're going to get to hear Psychic Leo and Psychic Jethro on the radio May 2nd. Those of you who know, you're going to see Disney meets adult. And the thing is, we're going to have I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We right now have a little problem with who's going to do the interviewing. You know, one of the things, we've got Psychic Celeste, and we've got her. She's going to be taking on a little helping with some of them, and we'll have other people on. We know and we really respect those of you who've been writing in, and what I want to do is encourage you. Thank you guys with it. I'm sorry that we sometimes go a little longer and you don't get your phone in, and sometimes there is a lot of stuff we put on. I don't want to over-advertise. I don't believe in that neither, but we do do the fun, and what we really like to do on here is to help others and continue on with what we do, our calling and our business. One of the great things is it's time. I'm going to play that wild music again. No, I'm not. I'm kidding. It's time to give away that half an hour reading and that psychic email reading from Psychic Celeste. So you guys are realizing now, if you were to do this at a value, you're getting a $120 deal for free, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people in. I pulled it over here, and the winner is Peasant Revolt. You are the winner. So to get that, you have to dial cute. Yeah, Peasant Revolt is I'm going on your profile, and I will be sending you an email right after it. So go ahead on there. You've won. Peasant Revolt has won that reading. Now, for you to get that, you know, I will send you, you can send me through here and send me your email so that I know how to get a hold of you, or your telephone number, and you are the winner. And so what you will get for that is to do that. And now as we know that we were here listening to the show, those of you past listeners, leave me your phone number. I'll schedule a half an hour time with you. I do love the fact that Celeste is on the show, but her clients and mine are a lot different. My clients are real laid back. Last week I got in trouble because Celeste was not right where they wanted her, because she does work other things and she is real busy. And I got my little bunch chewed. I am not Wrigley's gum. Please do not call me and scream at me because you can't find Celeste. I love her dearly, and I am psychic, and I knew she was working, but I cannot tell. No, I'm kidding. I can tell, and I'm not going to tell you. Please be patient. We have to schedule that.
Yes. You know who else I'm trying to get scheduled in, Jethro? Our friend Tammy. She's doing astrology readings.
Excellent.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get her on the show, you know, but she works on Mondays, so, you know, she always listens to the archive of the shows. And I also have somebody on Facebook that I was talking to, a psychic, Lou Vendetti. I think I asked you to friend him. He's a student, you know, he still goes to school, so he can't listen in on Mondays either because he's in school. But he has a psychic paranormal chat room and stuff, and, you know, he said something about coming here during his spring break, which I don't know if he ever did make it here, but he said something about meeting up with me, but we never got that, you know, that time to do that. But, yeah, I'd like to get them on the show here soon in the future, too.
Oh, excellent. And that's what I'm saying to those of you listening. Anybody who knows anybody who knows anybody, please send them. I do apologize because this is a small network, and it's us psychic friends who've gone wild getting together to help and do readings and do fun and talk like this. They bring up topics and go with it. So, unfortunately, I cannot pay other guests, but if you know of anybody who'd like to come on, who's willing to do that, we really welcome that. Later on, we could. And I'm welcoming that. I do love that when you said that I will. I'm putting out some more work there, and we got them to come on. It's just at this point in time, we're on every day. So, you know, if you guys want to do this speaking of every day, those of you who listen in, you can get that destiny reading by KC birthcards@gmail.com, and that's getting those destiny card readings at kcbirthcards@gmail.com is getting a hold of R. Kelly, who's on 2 days of the week here doing that. She actually did the interview this weekend with Psychic Leo, and those of you who will tease, you know, it we had fun, and it's like, you know, those of I've had a lot of people request things with me, and I apologize to you that have had to wait a little bit. We're going to quickly go through. We've got another caller, obviously, that you've been here for about good 6-7 minutes again. I'm going to go ahead and go back into 646. How are you?
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My question is, what do you see will happen between me and Timothy?
Feeling like a little tension, like a almost, I'm seeing a rubber band string between you two. Jethro, are you seeing anything like that?
I'm seeing that, and I'm telling you what else I'm also seeing. I'm seeing some really sad energies here between you and Timothy. Can you say your name for me, your first name?
My name is Christina.
Christina, I'm seeing that I'm seeing like there's something else here with that you two are together, but it's not all just for love that you're together. I'm not saying nothing bad. Let me, please, I can hear you. You're like, psyche, Jethro gets a spank. No, but I'm feeling what I got here, and I'm getting with you. Please, you guys, bear with my sense of humor. It's early. It's Monday. But it's like, what we've also got happening is I feel with you that I feel like there's something happening here for you and him that, like when you said the name and when I see the energies, I see that like there's some other things going on and there's other factors, and I don't think the truth all come out. I feel like you're kind of you care, you want this to be, but I don't think you know everything that's going on there. And I'm not saying bad. I'm just saying that I feel that he's pretty much got some other things happening, and I see some kind of a change there. I would definitely suggest to you, you should have got in earlier. We should have got you on that show, because if you'd have gotten in on that show, you'd have also been able to get that earlier on that website. You need to have a reading by us in the pictures. I want to look at that aura, sense with you, because in sensing here quickly and giving you a free winning, I'm feeling like, Christine, there's something else kind of there going with him. I feel like there's something else happening. Can you talk to me just a little bit and give me a birth date or something of the two? Give me your and his birth date.
I don't have his birth date, but my birthday is December 11th.
Okay. Well, that's all right. That's okay. Because the guys are giving me, and you guys understand when I do that, you're like, what is this guy doing? No, I'm not hassling her. What I'm doing psychically is I'm asking Christine to give me, because then when she gives me that, her guys give me permission to read him through her. Because I'm reading her and him together is what she'd ask. I get a lot of fan mail on what am I doing on this show. What I'm doing is being good, I hope. But what I really want to say, I mean, I'm blunt, you guys. I know I'm Disney. I can't help it. But I like the fact that what I do can help is help the person. And what I feel with Christine is I feel there's something here with Timothy that I think there's going to some things are going to come out verbally, and I think you and him are going to agree to take things at a different level, because I feel like you two are not making the right contact right now.
Yes, and I wonder if our relationship will move forward.
Psychic Celeste, what are you feeling?
I don't know. I got the word fading. I kind of feel like you guys are pulling apart in a sense. I don't know. I'm trying to see what else I see.
It's ironic, and I had her do that because I'm a Scorpio and she's a Pisces, and she has a different type of sensitivity than I do, and she's a higher level of sensitivity just because she's Henrier. No, just because she's Celeste. And what's really cool and what I like about the energy and what I was asking her, I feel the color of it, and I agree with what she just said, that wording. And I feel that the guides are showing me that we need to do some action here. I feel you need to do something. And we were just talking earlier, and you guys, I know, please don't get mad at me with the feng shui. I've heard about that too, but it works. That's why I tell you it. In your right-hand corner, you need something there of his. You need something there of him. You're not done with him yet. I feel that you still have him in your heart, Christine.
I do, but I don't know how to change his mind.
Well, my case, it always is the camera. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing you guys. Don't write me that I'm violent. I'm not. But I feel with you. I feel that there's something here going on with him that I think that you're right about. You're not sure, but I feel that you guys are not done in karma. So what I would suggest, and this is the free will and the angel work of putting together, is I feel that there should be something in that right corner, your far right corner of him, whether it's a picture, some energy, or things of him that remind you of him. You know, a good example, Celeste will tell you of my relationship. I put in for my relationship 2 months before I met her with the angels. When she came in, I knew, and Celeste and me were friends around that, I put out different reasons to get this person in the relationship. Things reminded me of this person, so I put them around me to make sure I had them there. It also guaranteed not only the relationship, but also I feel like what I feel with you guys in the field, I feel the work is I feel that Timothy... It's by doing that, it also will do another energy. And you're right about changing the mind. I also see a real strong strength of helping him become more with it. And I feel that's what's happening. I'm really going to, you know, keep you on there with this. I really feel the energy. And keep us informed, because we're both getting that. And I feel you doing some other energy. This is where I always promote of having that extra with it, to get in with a reader or someone of us, because we do different things. I've worked with people on that. When you really care and love someone, there's a reasoning that's going on here. Yes, and sometimes they don't work out. Sometimes they do. What I feel here and what I'm feeling with the energy and what I'm saying for the person who called in is to make sure and look at these energies. Do I feel she loves him? Yes. Do we and Celeste both feel it's fading? Now, like you said, what does she do to change the mind? Here's where you work with that positive intent. Here's where you get into the different parts of it. You know, there's the do's, the don'ts, and the no-no's. Different people will say, sit down and do this, from one extreme to I'm sitting down and I'm thinking of this person every day and I'm doing the intent. Well, if you've got as much psychic as Celeste has got and you're doing that, you're blowing their light bulbs off. Those people are sitting in their house going, stop. So what I'm saying is please go through and do some things, and I feel that happening. I also think I do some other work here because the angels are telling me, and that's where what I do in my gift is from passing and coming on and being back on this side, is I talk with my angels, and they're telling me that this is going to be a relationship that's going to fade unless she does something. So there's where we're stepping in with that free will. This is something you'll hear a lot of the psychics argue and debate. They'll say, I don't believe it. Everything's predestined, and I walked in, and it happened. Well, okay, I understand that. I'm not trying to be a big pain in the cha-cha. But what I'm trying to explain is then how do you explain you take the initiative, you do a call, and someone who was going to leave permanently your life by you taking that action and you talking to them decides to stay, and you end up married in a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I have those.
We have free will, don't you believe that, Jethro? We have free will, and we can change, you know, what we were meant to come down here to do, right?
Yeah. So there's a different type of psychic now. And I do have this, and we have had, you know, arguments on living in the psychic realm. You know, we've had not very much on the blog talk right now or on Psychics Gone Wild. And we need more of you psychics to get this. This is some good debating. New school, old school. You know, this is new age, old school. You know, and we all tease them, you know, and I joke, but I have a lot of that both. I take credit, I hope I have, you know, my years of learning, but I always can learn more, and I welcome the challenge of opinion on it. Because what I see, and we have had people tell me, this is what I get. And I agree. I mean, that's why my accuracy is very good. I can sit down and read this to you, and it's going to happen, but I always look around it and see, because we do have that higher power, you know. By all rights, you know, if we'd have left the other people go in, it's like as things are starting to happen and everything else. I apologize to you guys who are emailing me. I kind of really focus on the phone, but you got it. If you do that, you know, it's like as things are going in really good, please do that, because what I'm saying is psychically, you get people and you get together, you make a force happen. One of the greatest things I've loved with angel work and seeing, and we have been a witness of it, me and Celeste, is we would do a class, and we had groups that got together in the back of the old Crystal Castle in Psychics Sedona, in the town of Sedona, Arizona. We got together, we would say and do positive for other people who needed the prayer. Good example, you need work or a job. Earlier when the one called in, I am putting the prayers out there for you. That's why I put the abundance. I say, I send you this free prayer, and they go, oh, Jethro did his click button again. Well, no. What I do is I put that prayer down, and I sat here and I asked the angels and them to do this, and for the better intentment, because I've been there. I put the prayer out, and I want the job. I got to have the job. I'm in the state. I had two boys who love to eat more than me. I got a kid that's throwing things out the window because it's fun to see it go boom. I'm like, I need to get this money. I got to get it. So I'm out there, and I got the job, and in 2 days, the angels were looking at me, and I'm going, what did I do? I'm in this job. These people are making me Lulu. And then they let me know there's something wrong. Whenever I come in the room, there's static energy, and it's making people's skin tingle. And they ask me, I smell real good, which thank you was a compliment, because I very much use a lot of aromatherapy, and I probably take 2 to 3 showers with my energy because I have a lot of hyper energy, and my energy is real high. And so I'm clean, but they politely let me know that something was funky and musty about me, because working for them, I was making their hair stand up. I got my feelers hurt. I cried. I went home. I went down the street. I said some of those words that Mom would not let us say in public, and I went to the park and kicked a rock for about an hour. And then I realized, quit kicking the rock and kick your own bones, Jethro. You guys, be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. I didn't go in and pray for a place that was going to be spiritually opened. I didn't go in and ask for the angels to give me the energy. I prayed, get me some money because my kid's real funny and he keeps breaking things I can't afford. Get me a job that I can feed both of these boys the food that they need so they're nutritious. And I got it. But now I've learned a real good thing. Be careful and be specific. And what you're going to love with it when you do the other energy is put out those hammer things. Put in there, I want the job, and I want that job to be very excellent. And I want that person that I work with to be able to understand and communicate with me to the best karma for both.
Write that down, everybody. Yeah. Write all this down and say it as an intention every day. And you got to feel it. Like if you feel that buzz in the center of your core, you know, and then you know that the universe is making that happen for you.
Exactly. No, you're not. You're all right. That's what me and her are good teachers for. We both jump in, we grab you and tag you, and you're going to dance. Because but if you don't, it's because you chose not to. Remember to come well rested. I had clients in Colorado. They came to the class. They flew a red nighter. They got into the class. They're ready to meditate, and they went night-night. They went sleep, and they snored through the whole class. And twice I had to, unfortunately, wake them up. Because if you're sitting there trying to mentor or mantra, and you're doing your meditation, someone's sitting over talking, snoring, picking their hair, discussing with their child what they're going to Walmart is hard. So come to the class ready to be. Because what's excellent in what we do is we want you to be there. Because we want the most of it. And you, she's right. When you're feeling that buzz in your tummy, you're getting it. That's why our psychic classes do it. If you didn't get that, then you need to come back and you need to get in. What I've had and I love is that most of the people who wrote me know what they're getting. If they're not, then they didn't put that time and energy to focus. You need to be well rested. You need to be well with it. And lots of water. Only water when you're doing the classes. We will eat light, but lots of water. The waters that can do it works in your system. And I love what she said. Please write those down because it does and it works. And that's the difference. You know, I put all this out for me. What happened to me? Well, like my friend, I want a loyal, curly-headed lover. She ended up with a cute little Cocker Spaniel who was very loyal, and he loved her dearly. He was also very good-hearted, the words she put out. She didn't specify. And the angels were in a hurry, I guess, and figured, you know, you sometimes get what you need. Well, we also know, and what I'm going to encourage all of you for manifestation, which is another class that we also do, and is going to be included in our totem calling class, please make sure you get those things in. I apologize, everybody. We've got a few minutes. We're going to close it out today. Obviously, we've got a lot happening. Tune in to me. I will be on Wednesday again, and we'll have me and Tristan will be on Wednesday. You've got Kelly tomorrow. You know those birth cards, and one of the excellent things that you're going to realize as psychics go wild, so can you too if you listen to what we say because we are true. So if you guys have been coming in, thank you, Psychic Celeste. I know you're really busy.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
The time. You know,
my pleasure. Thank you for having me. I hope that we help people in the most positive white warrior way. So just putting out prayers for everybody.
Thank you guys that are in there. I know there's Triscuit is in right now in the psychic room. For those of you who know the other reader, and really good thing is you've got going in is it's like as you go in there with that, and we've got Kelly's in there for the KC birth cards. You guys go ahead and continue on writing with each other. Please know those advertisements. Ask those people. We got Celeste in there, too, and I thank everyone. I know we had a little bit light callings. It's okay because we've had a wild Monday, but we're going to end it a little quick today with it, and I thank everybody. And remember, we're just a phone call away. That 928-554-4422 is how to get a hold of Celeste. Get a hold of her, set up a time. The 928-284-0437 is Psychic Jethro. Schedule a time with me. I'll go half an hour to an hour increments. And if you really are wild and having it, go 719-391-5033, and you can get a hold of Psychic Kelly, and she'll get those destiny cards with you. If you want to get into the healthy gourmet coffee, which is one of the best things, get a hold of Kelly at 719-391-5033. Don't forget, when you guys get a hold of us, be ready to talk, because we do. Love you. Have a blessing.
Bye.
Bye.